Vaccinations, societal duty or personal choice? An infant's first vaccinations cause even the bravest parents to feel anxious. Caregivers have to trust that medical professionals are injecting the correct amounts of a substance for their child's immunity. They also trust that the benefits of the vaccine, disease prevention, outweigh the risks and sleepless nights. Immunization was one of the most important public health achievements of the 20th century. Vaccines prevent diseases and outbreaks such as mumps, measles, whooping cough, smallpox, and polio. In countries wealthy enough to adopt immunization programs, many vaccine-preventable diseases disappeared. Not all parents agree that their children should be vaccinated, however. Some don't think vaccines are as safe as medical experts suggest. They worry that vaccines either won't work or will cause unnecessary harm. Many parents are convinced that chronic illnesses that are on the rise, for example, autism, asthma, and allergies, are linked to immunization. Some parents who are against vaccinations are more concerned about the principle of mandatory vaccinations than the medical risks. These people don't want their government or school board deciding what is right for their children. Some feel that certain vaccines, such as the chickenpox vaccine, are unnecessary, while agreeing that others, such as the measles vaccine, are important. Another concern many opponents share is the idea that pharmaceutical companies and medical professionals profit from immunization programs. The medical community, however, insists that preventing a disease is more cost-effective than treating it. Regardless of the reason for opting out, each time a parent declines a child's vaccination, society becomes more vulnerable to disease. Vaccines provide herd immunity to people who are most at risk, including pregnant women, unvaccinated adults, the elderly, and babies who are too young for vaccinations.